All right, we do have O'Neill Public School Superintendent Amy Sheen with us. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Got a sunny day. Good way to start a Monday.
Absolutely, so. Yeah. And it sounds like you were busy over the weekend.
You bet, yeah.
Doing some home improvement.
Yes.
So, good for you.
Yeah. And, well, things are moving along. We're still, obviously, there's no activity up at the elementary or junior and senior high school,
things
unfortunately.
Things are not normal,
no.
That's for sure. We are still in our new normal.
Right.
But the old normal has taken a back seat this year. The new normal is our continuity of learning plan, and that continues. Teachers continue to assign work remotely, either through online resources or via paper packets. Students continue to complete and return those assignments as well. Either through their Canvas account, via email, text, Seesaw, Remind, or by returning their paper packets. Today is the day for elementary students to return their first packets of work and pick up their next. The pickup drop-off will take place from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock today, and it will be a drive-through format, Scott. They're okay. Going to utilize all three parking lots. Students with last names starting with A through G will pick up in the south lot. Students with last names starting with H through O will pick up in the circle drive. And students with the last names starting with P through Z will pick up in the north lot. Now, parents were able to take a survey last week or the week before if they want things sent to them, even at the elementary school, via technology email. That was fine. Okay. So if you chose to do that, you don't have to come today.
You need to come out. Okay.
Yes. But if you were using paper pencil, today is the day to pick up the new packets. And Scott, this is in our old normal. This would be the time of year that's typically full of celebrations for our students and their organizations. Our teachers and sponsors continue to work hard to try and put together some virtual celebrations that students and their families can enjoy to honor all their hard work. Be listening for dates and formats for these celebrations. The elementary school put together a We Miss You presentation that's posted on the elementary Facebook page. Check it out and see how much our students are missed in our buildings this spring. Mr. Gary Hostert doesn't surprise any of us. He always floats to the top, but he's not been resting during this time. He's gained fame as a trivia game creator. Some of his trivia quizzes involve O'Neill Public Schools or our community, while others are history-based or just based on general knowledge. Kahoot, the platform that he uses to create and administer the quizzes, featured Mr. Hostert in an article this past week. Way to go, Gary.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work. It's fun.
That's right.
And they're not easy.
Yeah.
I've yet to make it to the top of the leaderboard.
Oh, shoot.
So that's become my new goal in this new normal. So we'll see if I can get that done. Last week's board meeting was certainly different. Meeting in the elementary gym and connecting virtually through Zoom with the administrative team and any interested patrons, it was decided that the board will be accepting sealed bids for the 1938 building prior to the May board meeting. There will be a notice in this week's paper with bids due by Friday, May 8th at 3 o'clock.
And that's to sell the building?
To sell the building by sealed bids.
As it stands?
As it stands.
As it stands. So you would buy the whole...
It's not the whole block.
Right,
The building itself, and it'll be...
Right.
You'll know how much land you get with that building, but it is not the whole area.
Okay.
But the building itself, so...
And
so if you're interested, and it's a sealed bid, yes,
okay.
Auction. Those bids are due Friday, May 8th at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So you can stop by my office if you want more details, if you want a tour of the building.
Yep.
Just get a hold of me. Lucy Hammerlin is deciding it's time to retire after many years of dedicated service to the district as an outstanding custodian. We are advertising to fill that position beginning in June, so interested applicants can complete the online application that can be found on the website. We'll sure miss her. And today is meal pickup day,
right,
as well as packet pickup and drop-off day at the elementary school. Meals must be picked up between 7:30 and 10:30. We can't serve if you're there after 10:30. It's federal regulations. So anyway, We hope to see a lot of you picking up meals. Next pickup will be Wednesday. So.
All right. Sounds good. And as always, they can always check out the website. There's always updated info.
There's so much information on the website. Yes, there absolutely is. And they can always contact us with questions. All right. So my office is, we're still trying to keep it open most of the time. So if you need something, you can swing by and we can visit with you there as well.
All right, Amy. Have a great week.
You too, Scott.
Amy Shane, Superintendent of O'Neill Public School.